It's okay.
I'd like to call to order the meeting of Port Alamar Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District on April 7th. Let's begin with prayer. O Holy Trinity, we offer our prayer to you today. Thank you for the creation. Everything in your world and our world comes from you. We enjoy color and shapes and smells. Your work is beautiful and magnificent. Help us in our effort to sustain the environment. This is our task to maintain and preserve it. We have enjoyed our Easter holiday. Again, our thanks for sending your Son to save us from our sins. He endured the whole process of Holy Week to complete your plan for our salvation. Thank you for this unspeakable gift. And we pray your Spirit's presence with us as we go about the park's business. May he guide us in our learning and decision-making, help us to listen and reflect on the data so what we do may honor your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ask the Secretary to take roll.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Carol Summer.
Here.
Jane Dunner. Carol Moore, here. Karen Allen,
here.
Keith Brinker,
here.
Beverly Elias,
here.
Paul Goldman,
here.
Terry Steiner,
here.
And three more who will be joining us. She will be here.
She has been.
I have one chairman announcement to make. I would just like to share, I haven't heard any negative feedback, but on Good Friday I had received a call in the noonish time, and Cherie asked if they might close the office early. And I said, I think that's okay. And then later that night I thought, we have policies that guide and direct that. If we're not going to follow those, then we need board directive to make any change. And so I apologize for overstepping my bounds and saying yes, but it won't happen again. Okay? Just to keep you informed, because I know how fast things go around and leave the park. And I figured sooner or later someone would say, well, I left on Friday afternoon and nobody was there. Right. Okay. The item of business that we have here is a report from Engineer Juan Gonzalez about our sidewalks. I don't know if Terry, you want to make any introductions, or should we just let him proceed?
I'm going to be on Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez is with the company ERMP. We asked Mr. Gonzalez to submit a proposal to the sidewalk refurbishment and reinvestment. He'll be answering questions that go on his proposal. And then,
we have lights for that microphone if you don't trust here.
I think I'll be okay with that. Okay, just to give a brief introduction of myself, I am civil engineer. I've been in the business for about 11 years now. I do mostly residentials. I also do HOAs, multi-family homes, and I also do continuing contracts with Disney, military, and also with certain cities and counties. I specialize in mostly site development, where it is your storm, your utilities, and also sidewalks. There are usually a contract with counties and cities regarding redoing section of sidewalks whenever they deem them unable to be ADA accessible or if there's large areas that need to be repaired. We've also done history with trails, such as Volusia County, where we actually created trails in Volusia County to connect to other trails for pedestrians and bicycles. Now, with that being said, we feel comfortable with the size of your project to help engage the project from beginning to end, where we were able to develop your site, and we will be able to give you a cash offer again, where should you guys ever decide to do any other type of work in your site, the file will be able to be used by other civil engineers or surveyors, so that you would have data on your actual site. And we also feel comfortable to be able to add construction details of the sidewalk based off of the historic investigation that Terry has proceeded to do on the types of sidewalks we have and the size of them. Now, the sidewalks where you're replacing, I will state that these are for one, it needs to happen because they will be deteriorating the asphalt that is in place above, because the asphalt that's placed above certain sections of the sidewalk was too thin. So the easiest way to describe that is you have a design that's fully baked, and now you put one piece of plaster on top, throw it back down, and that's going to press like it will tomorrow because it has nothing, no moisture on it. And that's what's happening with your asphalt right now on top of the sidewalk. It's just too thin, it's going to crack, and now you're going to have a gap between the asphalt and the sidewalk. And now, I was also requested to inform you what is the difference between a civil engineer set of plans and hiring a contractor. The contractor will be able to come in and do the work for you, but the contractor is their first for profit. He's not going to be there to look at everything for you. He's going to be looking at what he can do to maximize his profit. So if he thinks that his best interest is to replace all the sidewalk, he's going to tell you, you know what, I think you guys can replace all the sidewalk, and I'll recommend this thickness, and so forth. Now, with that, you have to make sure that you go with a reputable contractor, because the contractors only have to have one license to do sidewalk. Usually it's a site license, so you don't have to get a general contractor. And with a site license, that means that they're going to be basing off of what they feel is comfortable. They're not using it. And it can be stated that it's historically, this is what we've seen in other projects. Now, with a civil engineering plan, we will draw everything out with as much details as we feel is needed. We would also provide any stormwater information for a contractor. So if the contractor comes to the site and starts removing your sidewalk, and they flood one of your inlets, and it starts flooding, it's on the contractor's responsibility. Because your construction documents that we provided to you, now gives the contractor what he has to do. If he does not follow those documents, the responsibility is on them to then provide what Holly Park with a repair needs and any reimbursements because of their failure on following the construction documents. If you go to a bid, the contractor can say, you know, we thought this was going to be this much, we're going to have to do a change order because of X, Y, and Z. Because there is no construction documents that they're providing. They're just going to give you an estimate, and they're going to give you a drawing that they think is sufficient to be amended for themselves. I'm not saying all contractors are bad, I'm just saying be these will be the items that you're going to need one to look for prior to your selection. Now, the other component for us is we will be able to do the documents with details, and we also included in our proposal to do construction administration, meaning that we will be sending out the information to the contractors for them to bid the construction documents, which would be the construction sidewalk drawings. With that, the contractor would look at the documents that I provide them, and they would give us a bid estimate based off of those drawings. Okay? Now, if the contractor has questions, they will submit something called an RFI, request for information. And that would be during the bidding process. If they get selected, and they start doing the work, and then they have a question because they see a water main or an undergrade somewhere that they felt that it shouldn't be next to the sidewalk, they can submit another one, another RFI at those components as well. At those points, I will be discussing with all of you what would be your options and which one's going to be at which price points and which one will be most effective for your needs. In engineering, there is no absolute best. It's always, these are your options. This one's going to cost you more, but it will give you more structural integrity. This one will cost you less. It will work on the function, but it might crack over time. So we don't work in absolutes in engineering. We just go, these are your options. Which one would you like to proceed? Because at the end of the day, you're the ones who own the property. You're the ones who get to have a say on your site. And it's the same with developers as well. We give the developers options to go, this is what we think it should go, or this is what the city requires. This is what we are recommending for you to put down. Okay. With that being said, I feel like I've covered a good amount of what I do, what we will be doing, and I will be looking for questions. For my particular proposal, we put a cost of $20,500. That would be for the designing of the files into CAD, so that it would become a digital format, where we would be able to draw the sites, locations, we would patch out where the new site would be in. We would also put in construction details on how thick the sidewalk would have to be, the compaction requirement underneath the sidewalk, and also we also included there other locations that we felt that you might want to have repairs on the sidewalk and expansion of the sidewalk. So that $20,000 is going to be for the drawings themselves, and it includes a conceptual drawing where we would submit you a set of drawings. And we would ask that everybody gets a chance to look at it and give us any comments that they might want to have and think that would be changed on the drawing because they go, you know, this one sidewalk, actually, I don't want to replace it. I want to walk right by there, it looks fine, I don't like it. And we would change it and we would remove that. So in our conceptual drawing, we're going to be asking Public Park, this is our estimate, if all the sidewalk is replaced, this is how much each section costs. Please tell us what you would like us to, how you guys want us to move forward before it goes into the bidding process. Because the worst thing you can have is you start changing your minds as the contractor started work, and now we're able to change orders. And the old saying with contractors are, they will make ends meet with a contract, but they'll make their beat on change order. Yes?
I think a lot of the pavements are cracking where the drainage is coming off the wall.
Ah. You have a microphone. Hard to hear.
Where the drainage is coming off the walls, please, we need to put in something that will take care of that.
So you're talking about the drainage structures?
Yes, like the driveway, and then you have water coming off the wall, and you can see the water coming off the ground and step. And it seems like that's well cracked. Your drawing should show us how likely you can fix that if it doesn't go again.
So the only way to truly fix what you're seeing is either install a curb so that the water when it's infiltrated and going down, hits the curb in ground, And what that does is it perfectly reinforces your asphalt, your pump, your pavement. The only other method will be to add better grains or to try to mitigate the roof drainage by a swell or a small depression. So our drawings were mainly just for the sidewalk focus, and we see that there are sections of the sidewalk that we have to mitigate for that. We will bring this to probably part of the bus if this is a section that they want us to add some sort of detail for. So if you have to add, what we want to do is to want to add a 6-inch curb by 6 inches to 8 inches depth, and you would put that right next to your asphalt in something called a ribbon curb.
Yeah, but this is actually coming from the trailer, not from the road. The roads are to the have a degree on it slope a bit, where this is coming from the trailer itself and coming from the opposite side.
The trailer going into the road, or is it there?
What I'm saying is that where it's coming off your roof and it's on this side, but it's the trailer side.
So you're saying,
not the road, you know, where you put that, where most of it put that in, it's actually the opposite side.
Yeah, it's on the edge of the road, right?
Not the edge of the road.
Oh, on the opposite.
On the opposite side of the pavement.
The water's going into the sidewalk.
Right.
The water's going into the sidewalk.
Right. So it wouldn't help if you put it on the opposite side, if you still didn't want it out there.
I would like to see the exact location. I think it's
that's the mystic old part right up there. You can see on all of our tracks.
Our contractor would be able to give you recommendations on how to do that. So we would say this is your options. Now, the only issue with certain options is I do not want to put polypark into submitting to water management, because the moment you start submitting additional items, you can lose your grandfather. Your grandfathering is the things that you were allowed to do because of when this was built. And the moment you lose that, you're now required to put your site to current standards. So something that would be $10,000, $12,000 of work on it, it's definitely going to become something that's $50,000, $60,000, $80,000. And I'll give you the options, but I will explain to you right now that what my recommendations usually are is something for maintenance, something that can prevent it, and I state that it's mainly maintenance time, because if I state I recommend putting the undergrain, which adds amount of water into your system, which adds amount of water that goes into your drainage, which now means you're discharging more water, which now I have to contact the water management districts. And it goes into this chain of events. So it's, yeah.
Well, what I was wondering is that once these names are put in, it should do exactly the same thing back in the center.
Yeah. So that's where we would have to have a discussion of those select sites to make sure that what we put in would not allow the same thing to happen. If you possibly get underneath, if you're using lime rock is a very serious material that will break down if water touches it. If you use something called crushed concrete, the crushed concrete will be able to sustain its form better and won't have as much deterioration, so you might have a longer lifespan of your assets. Anybody else have any questions?
I'll get in mind real quick, I hope. With replacing the sidewalks, what will happen when we have to redo the streets? Will the sidewalks remain, or do you have that covered? Is that going to remain and not affect our sidewalks?
So when you do your road, you have two options to do your road. You can do either full rebuild, or you can do something called paving and milling, What they do is they use a heavy machinery and mill out their surface for riverside about an inch and a half, and then they put new asphalt where they just mill out. Your new sidewalk will only touch because they will have to do something called saw cuts. Literally, a giant saw will cut right where your sidewalk meets the asphalt, and then from there they will use a bob path.
So you're saying it's set up that the street can be fixed without affecting the
sidewalk? Yeah, because your new sidewalk has to have something called a extension joint between the asphalt and the sidewalk. Because the sidewalk is not supposed to meet with the asphalt directly. It does sometimes, but it's not supposed to.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I agree with you. Since I was kind of responsible for recommending you, I do have several questions. And I think his question, if I can explain it to you, you have many mobile homes that are on upward grade of the sidewalk. But what has happened over the years is people have heard this valley down onto the driveway, which now run down the driveway and creating all that excess of water. By the time it hits the sidewalk area, it begins to filter. I'm between the driveway and the sidewalk, which is causing the erosion. As a park, we're probably going to have to look at a way of saying to people, do you need a holding area of stone and come down off your spouting, which we should have, or as long as it's running the grass, that's not creating drainage water, which legally we're not allowed to do anyway. So we're doing something here that's put it as an issue that would have to be resolved so we don't continue the problem. And now we can. Okay, my question, is Palm Bay, they're obviously required and permit to do this work.
So the city of Palm Bay will possibly request the cursory review because the city, with the cost of the sidewalk, they technically should be asking for a permit.
And you don't go through it. Building a permit, you're going to go through the site and civil engineering permit department.
Yes.
So they're going to give us the guidelines for how many PSIs, and they're going to give us the all of the thicknesses and everything else. So the guidelines are kind of already going to be set. Okay.
Yes. So this is the situation I've run into with other cities, though, is they state that they will do a site permit. And then other times they go, well, we can't really keep track of this private property, do what we do.
Yeah.
That's happening in a couple cities in Florida. And so they just do something called a cursory review. They don't require you to submit a permit, but they require that their engineers review what was submitted. And with Pompeii, they do have standards for the sidewalk thickness and how much to get assigned to Pompeii.
And would they require four samples or not?
No, because we're not going through with asphalt. If we were doing a resurfacing, we absolutely recommend and request four samples.
All right. So, in the bidding documents, I saw where you've taken care of all the sidewalks. And I heard you put this in there. So, at the end of all of our sidewalks right now, we generally have an area anywhere from 3 feet, 5 feet, no sidewalk, from where the sidewalk ends to most of the time would be at the court. Are you planning that we would paint those sidewalks out here?
And currently we're thinking that we would just replace it with in kind. We're not looking to expand it. If we are to expand the sidewalk itself, we would recommend to only have a limited amount. You are allowed to have an exception for your sidewalk must go into water management permitting because that's on a certain width. Now, this is where it gets me nervous is because you have a lot of sidewalk that is not the standard width. 3 feet, 4 feet. The standard ADA requirement for all sidewalks is to be 5 feet. And so this is where you're going to go from a small cost product to a higher cost product. And I will give you that option, and I'll tell you how much it will be, but it will be once we finish the drawing, so we can probably do this. If we were to continue, if this was to be phase one, if we call it, and phase two to finish out on the sidewalk, we would be able to tell you how much
I'm not going to pick your brain at that time, like, if we're doing a project with this size, are we going to end up having the ADA, or sidewalks, wherever they lead into a court, which I'm going to call it promo strips, whatever you want to call it, so that we're legal there?
So what we're saying is this is all means. I'm not saying that you're doing anything new. If we start doing something new,
okay, I would feel wrong.
Yeah,
I think the board needs to have that thought in their mind, though. Okay, about ADA compliance. We don't have, we only have a couple of the line meetings we're not meeting, we're supposed to. If we were never to get across that, that's a big deal for people. Only from my own experience doing sidewalks, well, it's a whole other story. With that in mind, I know, do you have a sidewalk included out near the ADA?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you aware that we are looking at a possible design, redesign of the entire gate area?
No, it's not.
So, before we would maybe, if this board in another 2 weeks is going to make a decision on what we're going to do out there, and that's going to take, so mm-hmm. I talked about that to everybody else in the first step. So, some of the money that we have allocated in this, if we made this a bigger project, would that probably drive the prices down? We're combining two things.
Well, if we're combining two, we would most definitely do it as two separate projects for building purposes, but we would be able to see about. The cost effectiveness is that this project is going to be opposed to the cap cost itself. The secondary project might not take as much cap on and cap work. Yes. Because we're going to request a survey to be done.
We already have a survey.
If we have a survey, then it's not going to be as much then.
I've got the survey, and we have all the utilities to our cap. We've made that in the next step.
Yeah. So this one helps out with the second one, because now that the first project has the same information, we can use that information for the second one. So it drives the cost down.
Your question that you made a comment about preparing your bidding documents, is that in the first price or your second price?
So that would be the second price in the certain administration.
I'm going to pay right now. I'm not in favor of paying you guys all the secondary money. Okay, just so you know, if I go to the board and have a chance to talk to them about that, I'd like to see you do just that part, okay, preparing your money. But the rest of it, in my opinion, we don't need that. Because you just said, we're not going to do a lot of new construction or new places. So I would not recommend that if we have time to call afterwards. So you already said you're not going to do the ADA. I think that those are the questions that I read this through intensively and if you have any questions afterwards, I'll try and answer them. Thank you.
All right.
Bruce Fairfield, Bonnie, you may be good. In your proposal, are we doing concrete sidewalks?
Yes.
Okay. And we're not going to do pipe or what?
Yes. Okay. Only in the section that have pipe or brand new with pipe or wire. The other locations would not be 25. It
would be about 3 foot.
Whatever is around there.
Yeah. Because years ago, when we did the roads the first time, 20 years ago, I should have been part of that kind of rip out all the concrete and just do it with asphalt. In other words, run the road right over and take the line. But you can repair asphalt much cheaper than you can concrete. That was my theory back then. Am I wrong or right?
So you're right that you can replace concrete cheaper than asphalt cheaper than concrete, but concrete lasts longer than asphalt.
So when, I know that, but it is cheaper to repair
asphalt.
Okay. I want to thank you for your work and everything you told us. And you run away for $20,000.
Other people? Comments?
Your turn.
Thank you. My first thought when I saw this letter and the cost is, and you may not be aware of this, we have a responsibility to the park. We're spending more than $5,000. We have to go for bids. I'm thinking we need to get two other bids from engineering companies. Is that, how does this work for an engineering perspective as opposed to the work itself?
Normally, yes, you would want to find this, but the I'm going to compare it to a little more than that.
Consider that I gave 21 phone calls to the this gentleman, and it was a learning lesson for her, and I found out there's a lot more difficult engineers than civil. There's got to be structure and environmental and marine and pump and electric, so on and so forth. I've had most of the calls not called back, that we give a portion of the calls not technical. And then finding someone who did sidewalks was very easy. So I want the opportunity to come here and give us an overview of what a civil engineer does. Now, if the board decides they want to pursue this sort of action, I will make it probably through a different process, make it so that I will get to do it. The only problem I have, which I would be helpful with, is the parameters they need to go by the reason they did. That's the only problem
I have. Well, I get it, how it's probably very difficult to find companies like this to do what we're asking you to do. If you're the only one we can find in this area of Florida, I'm fine with that. I would just like it in the record that we tried. Yes, for 5,000.
You're down here now. Tell my concern, so I know what that is. What is the requirements now for getting more than one bid? I know the U.S. government, the federal government, is moving up
the loss. So the standard bidding process now is, usually a city can request three bids within a given time period. If three bids are not able to be received by the end of that date, the community will have to decide on do they proceed with the project or not. We've had situations where we were the only bidders for certain cities, and they extended their contract with the old engineering firm because us and one other firm are the only ones that bid into the proposal. And they said we were going to hold off for another half year or year until hopefully at that time there's more engineers that are willing to bid into our proposal.
I'm pretty sure that what happens is if I put this out today, let's just say I give them 30 days and I put it out for May 1st, you know, maybe whatever that would be. And you're the only one that does it. Okay, the federal law is going to state that you have to put it out a second time for 30 days. And if he's the only company that responds to it, and you can use him. But do you know what that cutoff is for?
No.
Okay, we really need to do that. As far as I know, it's moved up to $25,000. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the bill that the San Francisco signed off on. That one.
Yeah.
So that cost,
$50,000.
It's up to
50. Yeah. Well, they are anything that we can do. So I think we could check into that, but it might be even as high as $50,000. We have a rule in the park that you can't just go out and buy something for $5,000. But that doesn't control what, as a board, you can legally do. And if we find an animal that's $50,000, then any project we're putting out under $50,000, okay, and there's like three different layers for that, okay? Where I come from, it is 25. At 25,000 and under, I can just put it out to whoever it is, okay? Number two, I can solicit three people, and if only one responds to me, I'm fine. I just have to show it. If I get over $50,000, then it becomes, I must have three solicited bids, and I must require, I have to get three bids before I can move on. But once again, and the next report is that if 30 days later, nobody else joins, if I have one, I have two, I can go with those one or two. I'm completely checking into that.
Okay, so you know where I'm going with
yeah.
why I'm asking
yeah.
that. And we're going to cover our bases on that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Bob, before you go away, when you're talking to 50,000, you're talking to the project getting the design, not the project to building
the design. No, the design would be the one. Okay.
I was pretty sure of that. I just wanted to make that clear.
Then when we do the construction part out again, which we're going to have that requirement a lot of work on that. Okay, whether he's doing it or whether we're doing it, we're going to need at least three qualified bidders.
Now, those bidders are to build the sidewalks or to design the sidewalks?
No, they would be just to build it.
Yeah.
Once we have one design person under.
I just want to clarify the line.
Okay. Now, we could get, if we put this out to bid, just so he's aware of where he is, if you put this out to bid, you are going to find people who are design builders. They actually have an engineer or an architect as part of a firm and company, and they're going to come forward and say, we can design this, we can engineer whatever word you want to use, and we can build it. Okay? That happens a lot when more contractors coming into that. This is a specialty thing for being able maybe to save your money with the contractor who doesn't have that and give you the get the smaller contractors from now on.
Can I finish first? You don't need that a lot. So you would, in task two, become like a general contractor? Or the general managing contractor? However you call it.
So we can call it the construction administration, and usually the project administrator. Where we will be managing the contractor to make sure that A, they're doing exactly what the construction documents stated, B, they're doing exactly what we asked them to do, doing site visits, inspections, and then also processing whenever they want to get paid, making sure that when they send you a check or a request for a check, what they're requesting is actually what you want, exactly.
So I know you said, Bob, you're not interested in that part of it. I feel it's important to have someone oversee the building project who knows what's going on. I know we try to do a lot of stuff in-house here. We've screwed up a lot of times. If something gets screwed up, it's on you. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I want to do. Like, you're responsible.
As long as I can prove that if you screwed up on the plans.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If they're following what you said they can do, and if they don't, you have to take care of it. We don't have to go after them.
No, we go after them and we say, you didn't follow the plans, we need you to do X, Y, Z, and fix it. Okay. And when they start promoting, it's my responsibility to knock them down, to be making sure that they do exactly what I say. So they don't give you a chamber saying, well, we didn't expect that. That was wrong. No. It's
okay. And when you do this first part, the steps one of the documents, do we actually get copies of everything that we need to keep in our office? There are.
Yes. So we would be then requesting how many full size sets you would like. It would be in a PDF format and then also cat box.
Okay.
Yeah, Bruce Square Profile Committee could. Three things, if I can remember three of them. We should contact the Attorney General's office. Then lady's name is, I forgot the first name, Peterson. I gave it to you. Don't bother with that lawyer. Contact the Attorney General's office. Find out the new rulings that Governor Sanders signed about what we were just discussing. And number two, which I probably forgot already. The board has passed in the previous boards regulations
on how we govern this. This board can change that at any time. So you can change it to accept one bid, whereas we require three at this point. And I understand it's impossible with three bids. We've been through this before and before. And number three, please hire these people if you're going to hire them to do the groundwork. Hire them to oversee it. We have done projects in the park that have been completely screwed up. Our road project, a number of years ago, when Mr. Anderson was here, was completely screwed up because nobody oversaw it. And if Becky and Joanna were here, they would verify this. When they did the auction, which is the far end of the park, they paved the roads and nobody watched them. And the roads were that far down from the driveway. We had a lady fracture her shoulder because she hit the thing with the golf cart. They had to come back and redo the whole roads. Get $300,000. Hire somebody to oversee it, whether it's them or somebody else. Somebody must oversee the project to make sure the contractor is doing the project.
In your conditions of agreement, any of the three that have called in the entire line, any information provided by the client, or authorized representative of the client, without having to verify the accuracy of the information. Authorized representative, you mean, like, Sharia, our manager, she would be the point person with this job. She could then say, you can talk with Bob Shearer, Jerry Fenner. Those are the only two people who can come to you with any kind of information or questions that you would listen to. Because if I come up to you and ask you something, I would love to do, I'm sure when you're working, you should listen to me if I'm not an authorized personnel. Is that right?
It's correct. What we do that for is we don't want too many cooks in the kitchen.
Totally agree. So we got a lot of that going on.
And so we
don't like it either.
If it's a general question, we can say, this is why we're doing that. But if you start asking me, well, I think this or that, I mean, can you please stick with Sharia? She will bring it up.
But you will direct the unauthorized people to go to our meeting.
Exactly.
That's not a good business.
The worst thing is that somebody comes up to me, tells me, well, you know, I actually want the sidewalk shoes around my driveway. Oh, okay. And we do that, and Sharia doesn't get notified at all, and then she goes, why is this in this format? So we always direct that any of those kind of items goes to one point of contact, and that person's responsibility is to contact everybody to make sure everybody's in agreement.
Right?
Yes.
Also, in Exhibit B number N, about risks and benefits, you talked about losses and how often does that happen, and both actually increase your liability for $300. I mean, where are we going with this? What's typical?
So, the liability always depends on the size of the project, the cost of the project. I would say that we don't have risks that are on site when construction projects are going or going. There are usually either a design error, survey error, or a defect error. And because of that, we try to mitigate as much risk as possible. So if it's something that we don't feel comfortable doing, our insurance goes up. And if it's a product that is extremely large, we then have to state what the insurance would have to be for that special product.
You know this project is totally in the ground.
Yes.
So an extra percentage increase in liability, we would probably not need that.
No.
If you were to be the same company we needed on our roads in a few years.
That liability is moving on there. This part is on every proposal that we write
up. Roads which tend to be fall into an extra liability. Possibly, you feel that that would not be necessary.
No. So this project would again be just based off the proposal costs. We're not including this liability fees in the proposal.
And maybe you're not the person to ask, but do you think you need it? That's what I asked. I mean, is that something that...
In the sidewalk project, no. In the roadway project, I don't think we would, as long as we have a proper CDI person verifying the project, and as long as we know that the contractor is proceeding correctly.
Have you been in any thought to what our sidewalk project on the cost is? Do you have any idea how those bids go? Not to put you on the spot, but...
I know how those bids go, and right now, I hope you need to tell everybody that the price is going up.
Oh, I'm sure. And what about the timeline?
We try to have this complete design within 2 months. It will possibly be faster, but I don't want to overexert myself and say, we can get this done. And what we're going to have, the next thing I know is I'm getting a call from every single person in this community asking where it is. So the design can take up to 2 months or so. We're trying to get the information from your property appraiser. We're trying to get as much information without having to do a full survey of your whole community. And so with that, we will be able to expedite as fast as possible and then give you the plans within a month or so, and then have you give you time to review and then come back with us with any comments you have.
And how do you build that?
How do we build?
How do you build for your property for that 20,500?
We build per hour. We include it on our exhibit, the hourly rate, so we depend on the individual who's doing the work on that. The 20,500 doesn't get charged with some variance.
Well, that's what I'm asking. When do we pay that 20,500?
So you get a monthly invoice. And the monthly invoice is for whatever hours we put into the
project.
We've
done up to the 20,500.
Yes.
So if you get it done at 17,500, you want to go up 17,500?
No. This is a lump sum.
Okay.
Yeah. So if this was a type of materials, we would only bill you at 17,500. With the 20,500, what we would do is we would bill you at 20,500, assuming that we're going to use that for other items. And we also always give out options of, look, we're supposed to bill you this amount, but we have $3,000 left. Is there something you might want us to look into a little bit more, some details, and so forth? And on top of that, we try to waiver underneath, because that way, if there's a ship under, then have to give a change order and say, We went over.
We don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And what about the out-of-pocket expenses that you have? What kind of is that? Do we have a person come in here every day to oversee site work? Do we have to pay for travel and meals and all that?
No, so the meals are not included. It would be mileage on the vehicle. That would be what would be reimbursable. But we didn't include a reimbursement on your contract, so that $20,500 would be part of that.
That is part of that. So it's not in addition to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Normally we would add another line called reimbursements onto the proposal, but instead we included it into the first line item and also on the second line item. So whoever during the construction administration, when we're sending inspectors, they're going to charge it onto the 14. And if we're coming out here to, we're going to be reviewing the site prior to thinking you file documents, just make sure that we're looking looked at on our plans as familiar to your site as possible, we would charge it up to their package.
Okay. And one other question, I don't understand that right. Oh, there was no amount in a container thing that page 5, is that because that's not
part of our
that?
We feel that your community is sufficient to be able to pay your bill.
Okay, that's only if you wanted it up front.
Exactly. The retainer fee is usually would be included in the $20,500. If we felt that we don't feel comfortable going into business with you, we request the retainer fee to send the dollars.
So we're going to support you.
Exactly.
And what about the consultant or subcontractor fees and expenses?
We don't have any subcontractors on our list.
Well, that's not.
Excuse me.
And the fees to government and review agencies?
That would be any permits that we would have to submit to the city. If the city states that we need to have a permit for it.
We pay it.
You pay the permit.
But you're thinking we don't.
Yes.
Aren't going to have to do that.
Okay. That's correct. So I'm trying to talk to the city as well as confirm that you're not going to have to. And that will just be a cursory review. If it does come out that you have to submit a permit, and let's say this project goes to $300,000. And the city says we need 1% of that $300 to be paid for permitting fees. We would then tell you, you have $3,000 that you have to pay the city. And we won't be able to cover that with our proposal. We would say, please make on your behalf to the city the $3,000 that is required for permit.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're
very informative. Thank you guys for letting me ask
some questions. We have Stacy Bob Abbey has been waving his hand here.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes. Barely.
Okay, we can. Bob Addy, 1000 Vista Court. Can barely understand what's going on. Too many microphones open. But I have a basic question. The contract documents and so forth and permitting is being provided by the consultant. And as far as the construction work, is that strictly observation or is it supervision of the contractor in the field? And is the if it's an observation, do you report back to the board and give them a recommendation, or do you have the ability to stop the work if it's not being done properly? I don't quite understand. I haven't heard any of that clearly because of the background noise in the speaker. It's just a question that I have on it. Thank you.
For construction administration, we normally don't want to stop the contractor at any moment.
Can you just wait till I can turn that off and that might be able to
hear
that?
Try again. Okay, you, Bob, we're
Bob,
right?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Wait.
Very gobbled. There's a lot of microphones on and it's like being in a giant tin can going back and forth.
Hey, Bob, can you hear now?
I can hear you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Trying to live the dream. Okay, so for the construction administration, we do have the ability to stop a contractor, but we try not to pull that at any moment. So in those cases, what we do is we would personally, whoever is doing the inspection would notify me right away. And when that occurs, then I would be telling them what I need them to do. Either stop the contractor, talk to the superintendent, or talk to the project manager that's running the project. If it's a large enough issue, then we stop the work. If we see that it's just an issue that we can get remediated, it's not going to affect the overall project, we'll notify the board and let them know what we saw and what we think the contractor needs to pay attention coming so forth. So if what we see is that the soil is not compacted sufficiently, we tell them don't pour until the soil is compacted sufficiently. But if we see that there's just a couple of rocks on levels that are in where they're about to pour, and we just pick it out and say, okay, go ahead and pour, but if we start cleaning this before you pour, this is something that we would notify the board, just letting them know, okay, we watch the contractor, they did this, and we're making sure that they work towards having a clean pour.
So if the contractor is not doing something per the contract documents, and he doesn't want to stop, do you give him an immediate notification that the work he does that is not in conformance, he's doing at his own risk?
Yes. We actually have had contractors throw out their work. They're not extremely happy, but what we stated was, If you go ahead and proceed and pour this, you will have to remove it later because it's not in compliance.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Bob, well, you know, Bob Addy is a civil engineer. So, when I read scope 2, okay, tell me, I'm going to use your word, maybe this helps. It says site inspection. It does not say site inspection. So, I'm going through this, we're going to get, you know, the RFI, are your drawings done, did you, the contractor, say, a pre-construction meeting, which is one, and site inspection, a final inspection. How many is that up? And then if we want to go over to page 2, everything here, just so everybody knows, you're reading page 2, everything has the terms and conditions is excluded services through that whole third page. Okay, those are not included in that 14 box. I'm not even checking on that. How many site inspections do you say we're going to get?
As long as we get a small amount of RFP, small amount of RFIs, if the contractors don't ask us questions, because every time we get an RFI, it's taking away the site inspections. So we're going to try to give you at least 5 or 6 site inspections, if not more. So,
well, we probably don't have that defined, so it could be 4 or 5, but I don't know these. Generally, RFIs are because the guy who grew up plans did not do the work, and it leaves that part of the question.
Yeah.
Okay, and the RFIs are where we're going to get answers on. Every time there's an RFI, okay, that's going to cost the part for the money. That means that at some point, something came out that wasn't on the wrong. And now we clarify, and it generally is an additional cost to the client.
But didn't you say you made a mistake in front of you?
It is on me up to a certain extent. So if, let's say I get a sidewalk, and this is across the board with all the firms. If I drew up a section of sidewalk, and let's say I did it at 4 feet, the sidewalk was actually 5 feet, correct? I let you know. The contractor has called me out in the RFI and stated that we are off by 1 foot for the section. Now, there is 2 options. Either A, the contractor proceeds with the construction documents that are provided, or B, they come back and say, we notice that this is off by 1 foot, this is going to cost us $400 or more. We tell you, we messed up, but it's going to cost the contractor $400 or more to do. We do not take that responsibility on that case. We inform it, unless it's something that you consider that it is sufficient, we have to pay the $400 bill to the contractor, we normally do not assist in that.
So I'm lost in that. In other words, if you drew up a set of drawings, and you said there's 1,000 feet in here, that are 400 feet, there's 1,000 feet, that are 3 feet, but there happens to be, you put this 500 feet or 5 feet, but it's actually 1,000. Okay? So there's 500 more feet that need to go from 4 feet to 5.
Yes.
Okay? We would be responsible for that?
We would have to go with some negotiation between Holly Department. Yeah.
Now, just to be clear, we're not responsible for any extra work you do. You're just saying the extra work the contractor puts on.
Yes. So if the construction documents are reviewed with you, and you say, we review it with you, and you say, these construction documents are fine.
Well, that's what you said. I mean, you're going to put it on us when you give us the map of what you're going to do.
Yes.
It's our responsibility to check that everything on that is exactly the way you want it. Because
yes.
We're going to sign off that this is okay the way our test looks when it's done. It's really not.
First grant for a funding committee. Let me ask you a stupid question. Are we going to build all the sidewalks to the same width?
No.
Why?
How can we go bigger?
If you go bigger, you have to do a permit modification.
If they were not going to go on the same end, we're going to go there?
No. Okay. So certain parts of your sidewalk is at 3 feet.
Uh-huh.
Others are at 4 feet, and others are at 5 feet.
This is my question. I think we should standardize it. We're going to rip everything out. Let's make them all the same size. No, am I stupid?
Because permitting imposed, we can't do that. We have to do it if we're maintaining what we have. If we change what we have,
we have to go through Parliament. We have to go completely to the city. I'm happy to then also confirm that with the city reviewing for 88 compliance, and then we also have to then now go into.
Oh, yeah, I understand. It's government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick question to the board. This is for later on. Because of a water runoff, which I already knew, the water runoff coming down people's driveways is causing a problem with the sidewalks. I think we should make a note. There should be a change in ACC rules and regulations to include when they put new houses in, they cannot run the water down the sidewalk. They got to get rid of it for the lawn so it goes into the ground. Just make a note.
Okay. I don't want to keep taking that. I do have a question.
This might be an answer for us. It's the entire park. If we took the entire park and made this into one project and said we're going to make all sidewalks 5 feet, we're probably going to fall into the guidelines of the schools.
Okay?
If we did a third of the park this year, okay, and we made it 5 foot, okay, would we be out of the guidelines of this? Okay, so if you took this project, and then you guys want to get it all done at once, for additional cost, but the money you're going to save, make this a 3-year project, and then you can do 5 foot sidewalks.
He just said we're out of wait.
You're out of your mind. He found a loophole that a lot of people are noticing. You're out of compliance for your products if you pass a certain threshold. But if there's three portions of that product and these are not connected, per se, product one doesn't have to go through all the permitting because it's under the threshold. And then let's say in another year, product two.
Under the threshold, you mean an amount of money?
Not an amount of money. But the amount of impervious.
Amount of what?
Not the concrete that's had to the
floor. Oh, okay.
It's pretty good running off of the water.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is we can take a 1/3 section of the park, whatever, that's 3 feet right now, and make it a 5-foot sidewalk, and that would be okay?
Yes, as long as you don't pass the entrance threshold, which is 10 acres of. As long as what we work on your site doesn't pass 10 acres of work, then it will technically be okay.
And what do we do? That means every single mailbox and lots of trees have to be moved.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Yes.
It should only be mailboxes because no one is legally allowed to have planted a tree. 10 feet of setback. We have
them,
but that's not our problem.
Well, it's our problem if we put a sidewalk over it and the roots are cracking it up right now. That tree needs to come down. It's bad. That's one where I go, or maybe more. But so, do we? Okay. Okay.
Some questions,
if you were
to finish.
Yeah.
Bob. One question real quick. You talked about an overlap between the gate you're looking at proposing and these sidewalks. Is it a big deal?
No, I don't want to see you do any sidewalk work out there.
No.
Can you figure out what you're going to do with that? And my point is that we had enough trouble getting a civil engineer for this that we sit down with this guy and now we say, you're not even having a meeting with Jack going to the end of the month, but I think we should be prepared for it. We're going to do something. I'm almost certain the majority of the people want something done there to make that safer, whatever. So, Harry and I can sit with this guy and go through the front gate area and look at our suggestions and say, we might even be able to bring back to you in 3 weeks for a meeting and say, hey, listen, if somebody says they want to do this option,
civil engineers are going to cost this much. If you're going to do this option, it's this much, and there's a possibility for a third option, and the civil engineer can give us all that pricing. I'm sure you could have that done in 3 weeks.
And if we did something like that, could we still do a third of the sidewalk and stay under, or would that create
a... We could do a third of the sidewalk. And then you could combine a third of the sidewalk and the site up front and get that done. And then year two, and listen, we need to figure out that spending the 10-2-acre thing, I don't even know if we can get that done.
We should go.
I don't think it's just 10-2. I think it's going to be... We're going to do it on the spot. I want to see the sidewalk on the curb.
And that's where I want to have.
You want to see what? Say that again.
I want to see the sidewalks run curb to curb. I don't want to see a sidewalk that goes along with it right here. And
Bruce brought it up. Okay, well, if you come down center lane, you've got 50, 75 feet that there is no sidewalk for people to walk. You take the majority of the park. When I'm walking the sidewalk, when I get 5 feet away from the circle, there's no sidewalk. So what do people do? They automatically are forced to step out into the street.
Well, the sidewalk, you have to cross the street to get on the sidewalk and keep on going.
There's one, but we can deal with that by making a handicap type thing and cross them up here. I'm not going to, you cannot run sidewalks on both sides of the property.
Right.
You can't put them on, Greenview, you can't put them on Sunflower, okay? Because there's not one person that's on there that's going to say, go ahead and take 5 feet of my property, and now my setback becomes even greater. Okay, I guarantee you're not going to get all the people. And we're not allowed to sit here and try to do eminent to make any progress.
So what happens with the new house on Holiday Park when that sidewalk that goes in 5 feet? Is that possible?
There'll be some things that don't have to be grandfathered in. They're just, I'm sorry, there's nothing. Instead of having, they've got the 10-foot right now. Can I say this? That 5 foot we're talking about, okay? There's every property, you can't say I'm measuring from the street to the house. That's not your area. Every one of these is street. Are X amount of feet wider, okay? The sidewalk just happens to be in that. So right now, wherever that state was put in the front is the property, okay? We may have to take 2 feet. We're not taking 5 feet away from
it. Right.
It's not even a 3 feet is already there. I look, when I go through the property, 90% of what I see, it was always set as a 3 foot setback. Okay, that's probably what in those days that was sufficient. 5 feet, we're talking about safety of people. 5 feet, I can walk side by side away from the five-foot sidewalk without being in the street. I do have one concern, and I'm not even sure how we're going to take care of that. It's so many of our sidewalks slant so bad. Okay, we want to talk about an issue that we need to resolve on the end of this. And the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to produce a curve. So these are things that I've been running through my head, because that's the most thing. You know, people are walking, they're older, their hips are off.
Yeah.
But 5 feet would be ideal cycles to run. And if we're fixing it up right, let's fix it up right.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Mom?
Thank you for bringing somebody in to talk about this.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. That's hard for me.
Close.
Okay. My question is, though, when we pay him for this job, are we paying him the complete amount? Or how are we getting him, how is he getting his money?
I send you an invoice every month as the work is progressing. So if it only takes us 2 months, by the end of the second month, the 20,000 is built. Okay. The invoices are based off of the primary rates, which is on exhibit A, of our employees. So, depending on the employees that are assisting on this project, then we would be included an itemized invoice of how many hours which individual was working on the project and received an invoice.
Here by
we send you an invoice and then we go send us a check back.
Just step out into the
Yeah.
Okay, but we are inspecting each time when we get an invoice to make sure that was done, correct? Someone is inspecting it, checking it.
Well, depending on, we're not talking the guy that stuff. We're talking his drawings and stuff. So we would have those in our hand. He would send them to us, and we would have them before he billed us for them. Is it God would get them, yes.
If you went to about the fourth page in there, he had a sheet that said how much he's charging for everything. So he's going to send to a bill that says, listen, initial drawings, X amount of dollars, because this type of person makes this much money for this month at this many hours. This person has this many hours. He's defined the scale. You're saying it. You're breaking it down. And he's going to be able to come up with a figure that says, to get to this point, we have had this many hours and this much money, and we want $12,000 for our first payment. And I don't know what your 30 days.
Yes.
So you've got 30 days to pay that, okay? And then the second bill doesn't come out maybe 6 months later, okay? Now he might end up with four bills in between there because he does some work. And that could be, I'm going into that $14,000, $20,000. He might come and say, we need $3,000 this month. We need
$3,000. So we would get an itemized bill each month based on the hours of work. So we would have his drawing. When he sends us a bill, we'll have his document that he's worked on. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but are we checking, we better be, are we checking the work that they're doing? Not the drawings, I know we're getting those and stuff. I'm talking about people
without the job. Yeah, you're going to do 4 to 5 inspections, okay, during the course of that. And he's going to give one final inspection where he does a walk of the entire property, and he signs off for this job.
Okay, but are we the people, trustees, is anybody in our group walking around checking to see if it's done correctly? Now, I went through this in another state, and they lost everything that was in the bank. Because the people said this was done and they didn't have the correct person.
We're going to assign somebody, I'm sure, whether it's going to be Sharif's job to go out at the end of this week. What did they need to get done? What did they accomplish? I'm going to be the first one to tell you something. If you see if you can send 9 people out here, I'm going to do this job for my life. Okay? Because each one of you are going to find something that you're not going to like. Oh, I don't like to tell the concrete here versus over there. Okay? And the same with this guy, you're going to try to do nuts. You don't want these 9 people. You can take suggestions, okay, when you're involved. But you need direction from 1 or 2 people in the park.
I just don't want us to get taken like the other state did that I was involved, or I wasn't involved, but I knew about. I just don't want us to happen to us. I don't think
we're
going to check
talk about when we respond about
these tours.
Right.
Right. So if we hire them to phase 2, they're
responsible for the city. Okay. And we can sue them. Great. Another lawsuit coming. Yeah, right. Any other questions? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Are we done with Juan, or maybe there's an open discussion with Alvin, or no one guessed?
Is my other question now, is this the only one, I'm sorry, is this the only one we're going to hear from, or we have a couple other people coming in?
No, remember my first question was about getting 2 more bids? Is that what I was talking about? Do we have to get 2 more bids from other engineering companies? And that's where Terry said that it's very difficult to find the right engineering company to get a bid from. Bob had said we can canvas for bids. We probably won't get any other takers for this kind of engineering and this kind of job, This company, we are on the lot. We have been satisfied our requirements that we're allowed to go with this company if we choose to do that without breaking our own rules, and we're gonna follow some state rules for the nonprofit, if it's 150 or whatever it is, we're allowed to only have one there. So, yeah, we had that getting paid here. That's something we were gonna talk about, whether it's something we need to follow to do one more request with it, or if we're gonna be satisfied with the one.
So we are gonna get a couple.
I'm not doing anything money wise.
I say two letters out to two companies and say we want it in 21 days or whatever, and if they respond, they respond. If they don't, they don't.
I think that would be very nice if we can do that. And I appreciate everything you're doing. I really do.
I do have a question on cement contractors. Can you work with specific ones? I mean, how would we know, like, the reason I'm asking, we've got what's called a grove up front. Apparently those sidewalks aren't very old. 2 years, 4 years maybe? Correct. We have no recourse. I think sidewalks should last longer than that.
So
we want to make sure that the contractor does good work, that you have a history with good contractor.
So the contractor, when we go out to the contractor, first the contractor has to give an analysis. The whatever we put into the construction documents of a return on investment, pretty much. So if we find cracks, you're allowed to go after them, because after X amount of time. So let's say usually you crash over here within the first year. And we can go to the contractor and say, you did this, you need to fix this. Cracks usually occur for multiple reasons. One would be if a joint is in place correctly, but then expansion point was in place if the soil wasn't compacted. And also the concrete base was inadequate. So there's
that's the only way I know it, to make sure that we're only using 3,000 for a number or four.
So the standard is 3,000. For sidewalks, it's actually supposed to be 2,500. But with the concrete companies, they just give out just under 3,000.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure when they bring that out, what they'll do is they'll throw a cylinder, okay, that it has to set for so many days, and then afterwards, I will be giving it to him to test that. It says, yes, the concrete that they poured today was 3,000 PSI, but it needs to prove that it was 2,000 PSI.
So your site inspections
Exactly. The item that he's saying is something called a cylinder tunnel. We don't do that for sidewalk. DOT does it every so often, depending on the sidewalk specified. The concrete cylinders wouldn't be including, what we would be including will be a check of the mix design. So when the truck, the driver comes up, he gives us a ticket. The ticket should state a certain number, and then we verify based on the next design of what they submit.
Yeah, I do more bridges.
Yeah.
You know, we get into bridge construction on major roads.
Yes, with major roads, bridge constructions, and toll bridges and gantries and so forth, those are very specific where you have to be required to do 4 cylinders. And those are tested within 7 days and also 27.
Do you have cities or counties that could give us references to your company?
Yes, we can give you a list of references that we have.
I appreciate that.
I can include, I have a recent one with the universities in a city of New York, so I can submit that to you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm really done this time.
It's a good thing that my expressions are masked here. Okay. I don't see why we need to follow the agenda that says public comment and trustee rebar service announcement.
I think we did that.
I think we probably don't, but that looked pretty hard. So, looks like we're looking for a jury.
I'd like to continue with a few more questions later with Bob. I don't think we need to have our engineer. Am I? Can you hear me? Oh. You sure? Am I? Okay. I would like to keep the meeting going, but I think we can dismiss the engineer.
You guys talk louder.
He said that he would like it to be dismissed so that the meeting can be forced.
I would like just to have a few questions with Bob, and in order to visit with other people, we have to keep the meeting going, but I don't have any more questions for the engineer. I just have more questions for maybe some of our planning.
So with that, I thank you as I thank you. So I'll talk to you guys hopefully in the future.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming.
If Bob, could you come to the microphone? My question, I guess, is this, is we're looking to try to upgrade the park and to make it much better, and the sidewalks are a very important part, but I also think the gate is a very good safety thing, and it sounds like we need a civil engineer for both if we're going to do it right and everything works. But I'd like to see how would we do this project so the thing can get done as best we can and using our money and our facilities the best way everything fits. That also will be like you say, no cracks in the sidewalk. We don't have to do this again in 5 or 6 years because we did something before that now we got to redo. So do you have any suggestions on that, Bob, on how with the gate and the sidewalks and the stuff?
What I see is Terry and I have this guy come in and we've given forward several alternatives, okay? A lot of them are going to be condensed into still one, how we're going to do the road. Let's, if you don't mind, I'm going to let five people here. Because I heard at the last meeting that a very dependent meeting with me, you're breaking the rules, you know what I mean? So we got to be very careful about that. But I think that Terry goes to an advisory position and listens, okay? And we bring back to you something that we can maybe throw into this as an all-together project, okay? And see, they're charging you a lot, there's still a lot of their pricing. It's going to be the overhead and the administrative fee, that all can be condensed into one, okay? I did talk to one civil engineer when I was starting this, and I don't remember what you had made, but I got frustrated. And the price on it was around $25,000 for a civil engineer just to do the gated area, and it was another $15,000, which was a combination of a sprinkler engineer and a landscaping engineer. So we were up around $40,000 in engineering fees to do the front gate. Okay? And if we can somehow consolidate this into one, we're going to, listen, 40 and 35 here is 75,000, and if somehow we can bring that down to 55,000, it's $20,000.
With this, so we're talking, I'm assuming you're saying, let's do sidewalk and gate.
No, I'm doing the plan, not doing them together, but get an engineer that will give us a full plan that we can plan on the next 5 years, maybe not doing it all at once.
Will this company be able to do engineering as a project, do you feel? So, I mean, we're going to try to go with this, but I'm just saying, if we do this A company, whether it's this one or that one, here's our sidewalks, we're going to be doing roads in however many years, we have eight projects, 8,000 people roads, and at a time. could we get our price down lower because, like you said, because you're going to get a bunch of jobs out of this.
Yes.
You can do them simultaneously and keep our costs down.
Your price,
is that possible?
Your price would go up on the whole project, but the whole project would not be as near as much as each individual project. Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
What is concrete going to go up each year? Okay. But I don't even want us to concern ourselves with the price, and I know that sounds funny. Okay. What I want to concern ourselves with is, do we want to have a park that has a 3-foot sidewalk or a 3-foot park, a 4-foot sidewalk over here, a 5-foot sidewalk over there? Do we want to do it right?
Well, we want to do it right, and I think one engineering company to do all jobs makes it consistent.
Yes, yes. But the contractors could very well not be the same contractor.
That's true.
And I'm going to have to bid out, the gate as project one. First year of concrete in the sidewalks, two. Third year is second, third of the concrete, and the fourth year is the final concrete. So, company A could go out of business, okay, or get out of that. But the second time around, it could be another contract.
But you're saying you don't need our total concrete.
I think it's a little bit of a
slight.
I never heard of that 10-2 rule. And was he talking 10 acres? 2 acres of disturbing, we're not going to disturb 2 acres, in my opinion. I'd have to do, Carrie can tell me how many linear feet of sidewalks there are, and I multiply it times 5, and there's 200 by 200, which is what, 40,000 in an acre, okay? So there's 40,000, I think it's 40,400 square feet in an acre. So then I do my linear feet, put it in square feet, and I can come up with the numbers that will tell you where we're going to fall, and then someone will need to tell me how many acres the park has. And once I get those numbers, we can do the math very simple and say, we don't fall. What he was trying to explain, he's going to explain it to another case, is water management. They can care less about the permit. They want some money. But today, why do we not allow somebody to put a sidewalk out of concrete, but we allow it out of paper? Why don't we allow someone to decide, I want to make my driveway 10 feet wider and it can be paved and it cannot be concrete? Do you have any answer for that, people?
Papers are easier to replace.
No.
They're still made out of concrete.
They're
flooded.
Right, a lot of man. A paper, when it goes in, has all those cracks between it. Okay, when the water goes through, it becomes a poor substance. When I pour concrete, that water is going to run off, it's going to end up in the street, which ends up in the storm sewer, which is that much more water that the city has to process. This is why we allow papers over concrete. And what he's saying is, when you add 3 feet and you become 5 feet, and you begin to add all that in a whole park of the bus. Well, it's only 3.5 miles, I'm saying that, because none of the all courts have sidewalks. So 3.5 times 2 feet, how many square feet am I getting of my whole overall project here that's going to put more water into the stormwater and not allow us to do that?
The other thing I want is, I want to know what the park's going to look like in 10 years and be planning for that, not here getting the sidewalks done and then 3 years that, oh, we should have done this. That's what I'm talking to when engineering is a fact of where are we going, and as long as we need an engineer, let's get a plan together. We may change a little bit, but let's get a good idea of what we want down there.
I guess this is my own feeling because I hate a construction manager because they're a pain in my ass as an architect. I'm not the architect, I'm the contractor. They write up so much stuff, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what he was covering when it was all done. That's why I asked the word. That one page says site inspection. Okay, read that line. It says site inspection. It doesn't say 5 site inspections, 4, 6, doesn't give you none. I would want that as specified. Okay.
Meet every day.
No.
The site is there whenever they're working.
They're going way up. Now, I'm going to tell you how you take care of this. This is what most companies do today. Okay? They find Joe Blow, who retired. Okay? And he did concrete all his life. Right? And what you do is you say to him, listen, we're going to hire you as a subcontractor.
You mean the park?
The park. The park says, Bruce worked in concrete all his life, so I hired Bruce to come in. And Bruce is probably going to be here every day. Because when I say to Bruce, we're going to pay you $20 an hour, $25 an hour, he's going to pay you, you know what I mean? And maybe it's not $8 a day because he's retired, but I said, I want you here 3 hours, 4 hours a day, so that he's getting a handle on they dug out 200 feet of sidewalk, and they compacted it, and tomorrow we're pouring, I come in the afternoon, and da-da-da-da-da. Once it's compacted, guys, and he just said to me, once that driver's handing you something that says, you're getting 3,000 pounds of PSI, okay, that's pounds per square inch, that you're getting, then it's fine, okay? And this guy is working for us. He's not working for the contractor, and he's not working for Wonstein, okay? It's another alternative that you should at least explore. I made myself clear on that, okay? This guy over here, everything they've done, and I'm not just picking on that, it's not going to matter who brings any engineering firm here. They're all going to do the same thing, okay? They're only going to give you so much money for that $14,000. That's why they can't ask them to make questions. Are they going to be here every day? No. If you want to pay them $140,000 to do it, don't come every day and have somebody there. Any questions that I can answer?
Just so you know, it's $42,560.
It's 204 times 204.
Okay.
Is that what I come back to?
As a farmer, we always just said, how many football fields are out there? Because a football field is about an acre.
Okay.
It's Bruce Grant, for a minute, so I thought I knew it was going to be over, but I have a question now, and it goes back to what we were talking about. If we're going to make the sidewalks all 5 feet, I have a real serious concern how we're going to do this because many properties, my old house on the Holiday Park Boulevard, I think my gym was right by the sidewalk. So if we're going to take another 2 feet out of those people's properties, how are we going to do that?
Why don't we go sidewalk now, Bruce? This is what it's on, stepping up. All I need to find out is that we're going to go in this direction or who's going to go in this direction. So I can try to work.
Well, no, I understand that, but this is a serious concern that I have. And even in Blackish, that's it too. I mean, and there were some other houses I know that the markers are right on the sidewalks almost.
Yeah. My only concern, I don't know if we need 5 foot, but we need sidewalks wide enough that, like Bob says, people can walk side by side or they aren't always wandering in the street, especially on Holiday Park Boulevard. I mean, yeah. We get a lot of people.
Pretty much, you have to put sidewalks.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Court.
No, yeah, that's what I mean.
I had a question someone said about that. Which sidewalk track did you get?
Over here, after I'm going into the grove.
Oh, yeah.
The brand new sidewalk. Well, not brand new. I don't know how long they've been here.
Not that long. Maybe 3?
They're cracked.
Is that from the setting, or is that from people, or the trucks driving on it?
There's a very interesting pattern over there on Burrell Circle. In front of Becky Burton's house, the whole front edge of the sidewalk is all cracked, and I'm wondering if that's...
I think that's waste trucks. Well, if they were 3,000 PSI, then they would
okay with supporting our everything, we got it.
Bob, I have a question for you. We're not coming down to you here, but I didn't get in or see anything wrong. The sidewalk we have now, and I'm going to be on here, please go around. This cave and stuff, I mean, there are parking lots. That's what they are. And people do use parking lots. And people are spending money in the community to use sidewalks with cement. Would it not be, would it just be an issue if they all had curbs so that they weren't used in driveways and they would sustain and last longer?
You're probably going to be at every driveway, okay? If you want to say, oh, ideally you say, listen, I'm going to raise them up 4 inches, but probably 5 inches, so that down the road, it's every 28 years you do your road tilt. So we've got whatever that is, 10, 12 years, I don't know. But we'll probably have to do it. And what he talked about, your biggest cost when you do a road over is building it out, okay? So we can just go back over and pay 2 inches and still have 3 inches of it, be fine. But tell me something. What are you going to do on every driveway? Okay, am I going to cut up 6 feet of every driveway so that I can get the right pitch to go for? That's what you mean. I would love to do it, but the cost would be astronomical.
So having curbs would not be one of them.
I don't think it's safe. I think curbs are very dangerous.
People will follow.
Absolutely. I'll be the one to step in. I've broken my foot on it already in my history.
I think 4 foot, to be honest with you, I'm surprised you said 5 foot.
Well, I've got the ADA and it says 36 inches. We need to look that up.
Well,
I
want 2 people side, I want to put 2 people side by side on the wall.
What? 4 foot? Can you walk 4 foot?
I think you can walk 4 foot. I don't think it's walking. And I think a lot of them out there in certain areas are probably 30 inches.
Oh, yeah?
I think a lot of them, that's where we get confused at. They're only about 30 inches. You know, what's this chair? What's the thing?
No.
Yeah, when you look at the chair, that's
right.
Four. That, I don't think it's more, huh?
No.
I think that's 3 feet. Right there, 3 feet.
Yeah, okay. It's
so 3 feet. You can see. Okay.
I think.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 foot. Right? Outside of that one, this one is 4 foot. Okay. Now, I've got pretty much enough room for 2 people to walk side by side. 5 or 5 feet. Because you have that problem when they're walking. One person is on the sidewalk and one person is on the street.
So, are you saying 4 foot's enough?
50 foot.
Yeah.
Take a day to measure it out and see what people think.
Okay, let's, how many of you saw
me have, Maddie, who's been waving again, Bob?
Yeah, just a couple of comments. My thought on the design plans, if we can, would be to have one engineer do the sidewalks and work on the documents for the entrance, the new entrance coming in, the gate area. And just put it out. If you don't want to do all the work at once, put it out as 2 different contracts and have a start-stop. Probably where Holiday Park makes that split. After you come in through the gate, you come to a stop sign, stop the sidewalk work there, and then from that point back to the gate, have that part of the gate work that's done whenever the gate work's going to be done. As far as runoff from the sidewalk additional, I don't think it's that much. And the other thing could be done is, where the grading allows, pitch the sidewalks back to the grass so the water will be absorbed, help the grass grow, and run it out to the street only where the grade goes up and you're not able to pitch it backwards. But the big thing that I think they're going to have an issue with is those puddles that develop on the side of the street. And that, I think, is going to have to be looked at on an individual basis, and maybe a patch put in of hot top on the street now to make sure the water runs to the catch basins. but I do all the construction work at one time. The other thing I would have, whoever does the design plans, what I've always done in work that I've been with, other than the state work and federal work, is instead of the lowest bidder, we've always put in the lowest responsible bidder, because you can have three companies that can do the work, and then you could have Joe Paving or Joe Sidewalk Company, and he's got two wheelbarrows, five guys, and a pickup truck, and he can underbid by $5,000 or $6,000, but he probably will not be able to get the work done properly in a responsible time frame. And that's just my suggestion, those couple of items.
Okay.
Hey Bob, can I ask you?
Because I got mine on.
Now that I can get the cat down off the ceiling.
Hey Bob, can you hear me?
I can.
I can't turn it out here for you to hear him though.
Yeah, you can.
All right, Bob, just listen to my question and then you can respond back. This is additional money you got to spend. If you want to get quality contractors, you put a bid bond and a performance bond into the work. It's going to add 3% to the price of the bid. But if a contractor is trying to work out the back of his pickup truck, okay, he's not going to be able to get a bid bond and a performance bond. So that eliminates that, and it gets us the guys who are qualified to do the work.
Yeah, I agree with it.
I think
you said I had it. I have to start with a quick thing. Going back to the width of the sidewalks, does anybody have a metal detector? Because if you walk right on Holiday by Lowline, you can find all those pins. And I know my old house, I think the pins are right on the sidewalk. So we're going to have a problem about if we make these sidewalks wider, we got to end up with people giving up some of their property. And that's a big thing. If somebody has a map, I had been checking my house over there. I found all my pins, my mark, right in my little pot. I think if somebody's got a metal detector, we can walk right on the road and find pins real quick. You got one? Thank you.
I got
there
one.
There you go. Somebody should go for a walk. I don't know if they're back over. Spot all the pins.
What?
Let me give you an idea.
My problem with it, even if the new lots, we're already small lots to get things on. If we take another foot or two off, you know, a lot, what's a new one going to be going in? It's going to have to be pretty small.
The original houses, you come straight in the gate and go down to the maintenance shed. All those houses on the left are small lots.
Yeah. I mean,
when they put in the houses originally, even though there were pins there, they just dropped the trailers wherever they wanted. Some of them are almost going to let people in.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to fix that problem. What we're going to do is fix it if someone wants to replace it. We're not going through and say, your logo is only 9 feet down instead of 10.
Right.
We're not, your grandfather did. But when Joe Lowe comes, he's got to move
that. Would we take over his property, or we just have a easement to put sidewalk on his property?
Well, you would just go with an easement.
So the thing is, the pins would stay there. It wouldn't reduce the property.
No, it's going to reduce the property. Because The only way you're going to do that is, I need to reduce it so that when I do not get another one, like you're talking about Holiday, it comes in and says, oh, I got 10 feet. Okay? That mobile home was not going to have 10 feet. It's going to have 8.
No, I understand.
They would have to make that work. And that becomes, they'd love to have a double wide, but guess what? Maybe that should have been a 16 footer that was 60 feet long instead of a double wide, and they'd have the same amount of square footage.
The thing, though, too, is I don't know how deep the lot goes. Could they have moved it back? So they could have put the 16 foot wide deeper than they did the double wide.
They could put a double wide deeper.
I don't think so. Yeah, but the back part of the lot is narrower than the front.
They got more than the back. They got more than the back. They have no room for Stephen Brown.
They went down and they made your setback for the length and how they're going to park the car. And not be over the sidewalk.
Yeah, I understand. My two other points is, yes, I think we need to standardize sidewalks so people can walk and make the, because with what we have now, it does look like people like to say trailer park, which it is. But the thing is, we still, putting decent sidewalks in helps the park a lot, looks well. So I do think that's a very vital thing. Plus, it gets to keep people out of the street more often. Those two things.
No, you have to walk on the street. Yeah. Hey, you're on a sidewalk. Remember, this is on a sidewalk.
Yes, sir.
The question is, before anything happens, I would like to know if the board is leaning towards pursuing this option.
I think we
are. Yeah, I hope so.
I think we have another report. I don't think we can do sidewalks without an engineer.
So you're asking me to go ahead and try to do it.
Yeah.
To do what? Oh, I would like to see Bob's put in the gatehouse with it too. If we want to do something, we're going to engineer plans a bigger project than two small projects.
So that, we talk to this guy and try to get somebody.
Yeah, let's still.
Three more that are going to give us some kind of book.
Okay, and our conversation will be what?
Our conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
I think not to start. Well, you can start looking for people, but I think we need to start looking for people that can do some of your project and projects together, so we can get a good plan and put the one thing. Yeah, I don't want to put it off too much because, like you say, projects.
You want to have another special meeting to take up a lot of your time, but where. You're either going to have to do something with the gate at your regular meeting or a special meeting like this where you come in, ask questions and answer. I think there will be more than seven people turned up for a gate, and we come up with which one of the options you want us to pursue. Okay? One's do nothing. If that happens, we don't want to waste our time here like an engineer.
Yeah.
Okay? But which is the most viable? And do you want to even consider a Maricon? Or is that out of the picture? Because if you're going to get an engineer, he needs to look at the work back there for us too.
Excuse me one second. I have to excuse myself. I have a budget meeting in 5 minutes. All right. Thank you, Jerry. We have Bobby, I need to have your hand up again.
I was waving.
I got it.
Just another quick question is, sidewalks, are we strictly considering concrete or are we considering asphalt?
Concrete.
I like the concrete.
Okay. All right, I'll turn it off. I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor, raise your right hand.
Hey, I'm not here.
One time.
We're not hiring him yet or anything, but we are going ahead with it and getting the engineer.
And they are going to somebody else too.
They're going to try. The thing is, though, we're going to be talking. He's going to be talking with Bob to expand the project to other deals we might have coming up. We know that are coming up. We're trying to expand it. We know stuff they're knowing. Yeah. Instead of getting an engineer for both projects separately and put them to one.
We already started the sidewalks.
I'm going to go to the next one.